What's going on, world? Can you relate? Can you relate? Podcast.com. Can you tell that I'm excited? Can you tell that I'm excited? I wish you guys could see me right now. I'm showing every tooth inside of my mouth. That's how hard I'm smiling, man. Can you relate? Podcast. What's happening, baby? Can you relate, community, man? I missed you guys. We're working, we're grinding. It's not like I've been chilling with my feet up, and I will explain that, okay? Just definitely want to reach out to you guys. You know what, man? Can you relate, community? We are on fire. We are on fire. And how do you become a walking inferno? Being productive, baby. Being productive. I hope you all are having a productive day. If you're catching this in the evening, I hope you had a productive day. And if you was not productive, it's not too late. It's never too late. Ray Kroc started McDonald's when he was 56 years old. Okay? It's not too late, man. It's not too late. I'm trying to tell you. But yeah, man, we are on fire. Okay, look. I definitely have to start with this, okay? I'm going to tell you guys to subscribe and all of that. You know what? You already know that, man. If you got the iPhone in your hand, subscribe, okay? I got a link on my website. Click that link in the menu drop-down box. Click iTunes. Head on over there. Subscribe, all right? Bet. If you got an Android phone, check me out on the Google Play Music app. Can You Relate Podcast is posted. It's waiting for you to subscribe. Also on Stitcher, it's waiting for you to subscribe. Just simply search Can You Relate. We everywhere, man. We are working. And you know what, guys? It's paying off. It is paying off. I cannot wait. You know what? Let me just go right into it, okay? So what I'm going to do, I am going to read off a place and a number. Okay, the place and a view. All right, I'm going to read it off. Okay, here we go. United States, 13. Czech Republic, 7. Italy, 6. United Kingdom, 5. Canada, 4. France, 4. Colombia, 3. Turkey, 3. Slovakia, 2. Ukraine, 2. Germany, 2. Hong Kong, 2. Mexico, 2. Indonesia, 2. Australia, 2. Should I continue? Because it's more. It's more, man. This is insane. The Netherlands, 2. Malaysia, 2. Bangladesh? What? What? They got one. Lithuania got one. Thailand has one. Poland has one. Singapore has one. Wow. Kuwait? Pakistan? Saudi Arabia? Serbia? India? What I just read to you, of course, were countries. But the number that I just read off to you was how many views I've received today from that country. Wow. Can you relate, community? Are you serious right now? Like, I'm just a dude from Chicago, man. I ain't gonna say a kid. Just a kid. No, I'm just a dude from Chicago. St. Bernard Hospital, born and raised, and I have people listening to me. What? Wait, time out. Wait, time out, time out, time out. What, B? What? And you know how this would have never happened? If I never started. If I just allowed everything to just be a thought. To just say, one day I am going to start my podcast. One day I'm going to start my company. What? If I just, then look on the calendar, all right? You all have phones. They're glued to your hands. They shouldn't be. But for the majority of the world walking around, their phones are glued to their hands. Look on the calendar and find me. I'll give you $1 million. Find a day that says one day, the day of the week. Whether it's the day of the week, whether it's the holiday. I don't care what month it's in. Find it, and it says one day on the calendar. $1 million if you can do it. And you know what? I don't have $1 million, but even if I did, I wouldn't be worried about that, because there is no day that says that's named one day. You're not going to find it. So you have to make the days Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You have to make them count. You have to make them count, man. I can't. Oh, my God. Can You Relate community? Thank you guys so much. Everyone that's listening to me, everyone that's sharing, everyone that's subscribing, everyone that has subscribed, everyone that's having roundtable conversations about Can You Relate? Ooh, I just jumped out the window. I don't know if things are a roundtable conversation. I hope it is, though. But seriously, man, thank you guys. Thank you for lending me your ear. The way that this thing is spreading, man, is because, you know, of you all just simply taking the time out to share it, to whatever, to tell someone, to tell 10 people, 5 people. Hell, you don't even have to tell anyone. If you're getting something from this, man, I truly appreciate it. I thank you all from the bottom of my heart. And this is only the beginning. This is only the beginning. Guys, I remember when I had 0 views. I remember when there were weeks and weeks and months of 0 views. 0. I remember when I got my first view. I think I went out and celebrated, man. I might have had me a little shot or something. You know, I'll drink beer. I'm off that movement. But I might have had me a nice little drink or something, man, because I had 1 friggin' view. 1 view. And it meant the absolute world to me, man. So to watch the progression, to watch how hard I work, to watch those sleepless nights, to watch those frustrating nights that I have when I'm trying to figure things out. Like, again, guys, I didn't know anything about anything. I just simply made a decision. I'm telling you all, it is that easy. Make a decision. Once you make that decision, let all of your actions be congruent with the decision that you made. So whatever you want to be, man, go do it. Go get it. I'm trying to tell y'all, it's right there, man. It's right. Oh, my God. I'm tripping off of this. I trip because I remember when it was a thought. I remember when I made my email address, chriswpodcast@gmail.com. You see that? Email me, please. I remember when I did that. I didn't know nothing about no software and editing and podcasts and art and dimensions for your cover art and feed burner and what? What is that? I bet you I figured it out, though. Can You Relate community, man? I thank you guys. We are on fire. Ooh-wee. It's going to take, man, look. Like I said, this only beginning. We about to spread. And that's what I'm saying. I want to know what you guys are doing. Email me, chriswpodcast@gmail.com. What are you working towards? Can I be of service? Can I help you all? Listen, guys, it can be deeper than just this podcast. All right? Because I'm going to take this thing to a higher level. And I want you guys with me. I want to help you in any way that I possibly can. I'm here, man. Hey, let's do it together. That's why I refer to us as a community. Can You Relate community? Can You Relate? Can You Relate? Can You Relate podcast? I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I can tell you one thing. I wasn't excited about them damn Warriors losing. Hey, Steph Curry, I'm going to need you to go back, right? Check out my podcast. Ego. I got a big ego. Yeah, I'm going to need you to take a listen to that one, man. The way my man was just out there on the court was just like mad disrespectful. It was mad disrespectful to the other players that have worked, that did everything, that made the sacrifices, that made the investments to become professionals. And he's out there lackadaisical behind the back. It's game 7. Lackadaisical, just oh my God, just arrogant. And it bit him in the butt. It bit him in the buttocks. We pray. Steph Curry. Oh, he's God. He's God. Nah. Steph Curry has a lot of work to do. Steph Curry needs to remain humble. Steph Curry doesn't need to feel as though because the world is currently being handed to him that he's earned it. Self-assess, young man. Self-assess. Where are you? It's disrespectful that a team runs 27,000 pick and rolls until they see you in front of them. It don't matter about the shot clock. They will pick a roll. Okay, he ain't on you. Pick a roll. Okay, they ain't up. Pick a roll. Pick a roll. Pick a roll. 4 seconds left. Okay, we finally got Steph Curry on us. They go one-on-one. I would see like drool coming from Kyrie Irving's mouth every time Steph Curry was in front of him. It's like a baseball bat. They keep walking the person that's in front of you to get to you. Why? Because they don't believe in your abilities. We'll rather face you. And that's what it is. So I'm going to need Steph Curry. Oh, and Aisha. No, you're not exempt from this either. Please go listen to my podcast. I got a big ego. The game is rigged. No. Your husband is just out here just too cool for school. Like it's, again, like things are going to be handed to him. Guys, that ego, man. That ego. What did I say? Past successes blind us. Past successes fuel us. Past successes keep us from being what? Great. You had a chance 73-9. You're up 3-1. You played God awful, really, in the series, but you still had a chance to make history. Look, you and I, people, you and I that you're listening to me, we don't get seven games. We have to seize the moment. We cannot go into a situation unsure. Oh, I got this in the bag. Yeah, you need to be confident, but don't be too cool for school. Don't feel as though that you're just, you know, because you've had some really good momentum going that you can just chill. You got to work harder, man. You have to work harder. We don't get game seven, guys. We don't get games 1 through 5, 6. Nope. When we have that opportunity in front of us, we got to kill it. I put this microphone in front of me. I got to kill it. I'm not about to get on here and just be like, yeah, can you relate? You really? What's happening? What's happening? All right, man. Y'all have a good day. One love. I'm never going to come at you guys like that, man. I'm never going to come at you all like that. I'm never going to get on this microphone and just half-ass it. You know, I value what I do, man. And I would have loved to see Golden State take it without a shadow of a doubt. But you know what? Look, I'm not a LeBron fan, but man, greatness. Greatness. I told you guys, I will not make that mistake. I will not make that mistake that I made with Kobe. No, I'm taking that in, man. I'm taking that in. Yeah, it's LeBron extra. Yeah. I'm not walking around with no Cleveland Cavalier jerseys on. 23. No. No hats. No. None of that. But greatness. I respect that. He's great. He's a great talent, man. I think he's figured it out. Oh, you know what? Me saying this about LeBron, like, I just gave myself a headache. No, seriously, man, I'm not going to sit up here and be biased in any way. What a talent. What an obstacle to overcome. He showed out, man. He showed out. Again, here we go. What you saw, Steph Curry was blockbuster. You had the game sold up. And here comes Netflix. Feel me? I got a big ego. So anyway, man, now that we've passed that, can we get to the meat and gravy? Can we get to the nitty gritty? Of course, I wasn't just going to get on here and just talk about Can You Relate just being on fire. Of course, I wasn't just going to get on here and talk about the Can You Relate community. We are on fire. There's more to the story. There's more to the story. And I have a message for you. Your time. People say, yo, see, didn't you do a message about time? Yeah, because you know why? And I need to do 100,000 more messages about your time because it is our most valuable asset. It's our most valuable asset, man. So real quick, guys, let me give you a quick backdrop. You know, I like to do this. I gain my messages. I gain my motivation. I gain what I'm going to get on here and talk about just from just every day because I'm so in tune and I'm self-aware. Look, guys, I love when people reach out to me, okay? When they reach out to me and they talk about Can You Relate. So I want to bring light to my baby sister. She's on fire, man. She's on fire. You know what? She been on fire already. She's been grinding. My sister, La Tierra, she's been on fire, man. Graduated from college. She's in law school. She's been rolling. Hey, sis, let me know when you starting a firm. I didn't say when you're going to just simply work for someone. I understand you got to go through the process, but I'm waiting for the firm to be started, okay? We need to do business. I'm going to need you to represent me. So you see how this whole thing works out, man? Yeah, she's going to start that firm. She's going to be one of the top lawyers in the world. That's how driven she is. She will be one of the top lawyers in the world. And I'm proud. And you know what? She listens to Can You Relate? She hit me up like, bro, I'm rushing for class. I got to run back leverage hustle real quick. I'm like, what? Okay, sis, I see you. That was 4 or 5 months ago. You still going back? Man, much love. I love that girl. I appreciate all your support. So she hit me up. We texted back and forth. And she was like, man, I'm getting these gold nuggets. I'm getting these nuggets I miss, bro. And then she talks about how she listened to my message and how I was talking about how you need to incentivize everything, especially like social media, because we'll look up, man, and hours and hours and hours and hours will just pass us by, and we've spent it on social media, scrolling, looking, same stuff, different day. Same stuff, different day. But I was talking about on one of my podcasts how we need to incentivize everything. You need to earn it. And so she was telling me how when the semester is in progress, she deletes all of her apps and everything. But now that school is over, she's back to it, right? and she said, man, and I'm telling you guys, the ability to self-assess, when you can really check yourself and look in the mirror and dissect everything that you're doing and understand the areas where you can improve on, I'm telling you, that is key. She told me, she said, look, I've been spending too much time on social media. I need to scale back. And I'm like, you're right, sis. That's what you need to do. You know what? Because you need to stay productive. You need to let that momentum take you through the summer. Don't stop just because, you know, school is out. You got to keep grinding. The self growth, the personal growth is going to come when you incentivize everything and so on and so forth. And I told her, remember, time is opportunity. Exactly what I said. That's what we left off at. There go your nugget right there. I went back, read our messages, man. And I say, damn, that's it. I got to get on the mic. Not only can I just tell my baby sister that, I need to tell the Can You Relate community that time is opportunity. I'm telling you guys. And the way that you can figure that out is by practicing inverted thinking. Okay. So a lot of times we look at things in a negative way, right? You lose your job. Oh man, I lost my job. I got too much time on my hands, man. Or we say things like, I'm bored. I don't know what to do with myself. What? Huh? What'd you say? All these books around here? All this information that's on here on the internet? What? You bored? Bored? What? My daughter, Casey asked Deja, like, you bored? She's like, yeah, a little bit. I said, go read a damn book. I know my kids, I get on their freaking nerves, man. Go read a damn book. Ain't no such thing as bored. Go read a book. I ain't tell you to go outside and play. I ain't tell you to turn on the Wii, the PlayStation. I ain't tell you to do nothing. Go crack open a book, please. No such thing as being bored, man. But yeah, guys, time is opportunity, man. And when you realize that your time is opportunity, you're not just sitting around twiddling your thumbs. I'm telling you, you are maximizing and you're capitalizing. You are taking advantage of every second that you have on your hands. So the way that happens, inverted thinking, right? We're negative. We just lost our job. You know what you just did? You just gained back 80 hours every 2 weeks of your life. You have 80 hours again to get stuff done for yourself. So instead of being sad, instead of moping, instead of crying, instead of wallowing in your sorrow, instead of throwing yourself this enormous pity party, right? Everyone's involved. Everyone's invited. I'm sorry. Instead of throwing yourself this enormous pity party, look at the benefit of that. You're not stressed. You're not stressed. You have all the time. Well, not all the time in the world, but like I said, you've received 80 hours. And look, that's the low ball. That's 80 hours every 2 weeks. Some of us putting up, whoo, 120 hours in 2 weeks. But you gain that back, man. You gain back that identity. And so what? Now you got all this time to get better, to read, to whatever the case, to better yourself, to start jotting down ideas of things that you once wished you can do, that you once dreamed of. Like, you have that time, guys, because you know what? You're no longer giving yourself leftovers. Leftovers. You know what the leftovers are? You get up, you give whomever or whatever the majority of your day, the majority of your energy, the majority of your time, and then you come home. Let me just lay here. All right, you're giving your kids the leftovers. What? The little leftover energy that you have. You're giving your loved ones the little leftover. What? The little leftover energy that you have. The little leftover positivity that you got in your bank because you had such a crappy day. And so you say, I'm not going to take my job home. I'm going to put my game face on. But really inside, you're annoyed. So you're a little snappy. You're a little quick temper, you know, very temperamental. All this stuff. Leftovers. Because we've given this place, this person, this company, this whatever. We've given them what? The encore. They got the appetizer. They got the entree. They got the dessert. Man, look, they even got the birthday cake if you celebrate. They got everything, right? And so when you're done, you box up that stuff and here comes the scraps. And you can't get anything done. You can't be productive, man. So you have to practice inverted thinking. You have to take the things that we once look at in a negative sense and find the positives in it. Find the positives in having more time to yourself. Find the positives in not being pulled this way, that way. This person wants you to do something. That person wants you to do something. You got a little bit of time on your hand. Man, there's positives in it. Why? Because you can be so productive for your dreams, for your goals, for your aspirations. Everything that you once dreamed of, you can start working towards it. You can start working on it. Time is opportunity. Time is opportunity. It's not negative. How are you bored? How? Do you know you could get on YouTube and listen to interviews about how to make money, about how to invest money from the gurus? Did you know that? Bored. What? Are you kidding me? Yo, your time is the most valuable asset you have. I hate to waste it. You know, we were on last weekend, Deja and I, we went out of town. She had a softball tournament. You know what I packed? Books. Books. I had my laptop, microphone. What was I going to do? I was going to podcast. I was going to podcast. The rest of the family, they had to hang back and everything. So I didn't say, I'll say, oh man, it's just you and I. Okay, I'm going to have a little time on my hand. That ended up not being the case, right? We were still ripping and running and she need to go here. Okay. But when I got a moment, guys, I read another book. The parents were outside hanging out. They were looking for me. They would tell Deja, tell your dad to get out here. Deja, she's like, he's up there reading. I could have easily said, I'll get to that book later. Let me go out here, hang out, kick it a little bit, get a couple drinks in me. Guys, I didn't have drinks before. I know what it's like to be tipsy, drunk. I've been there, done that, man. I have to earn a celebration. I have to earn hanging out. I have to earn that drink. And that's exactly what I did. I went, I found me a quiet place. I sat there, even with the fun going on, the drinks, the dancing, the music, I stayed disciplined. I went off to an area by myself. And not only did I do some reading, I finished another book that I can add to my book list of books that I've read. And that for me is gratifying. Your time is opportunity, not despair. If you got too much time on your hands, it's because you're not being productive. It's not because you don't have a job. No. It's not because you don't have something to do. There's plenty to do. Self-assess. Where are you? What are your living situation? Do you have something in place? Are you working towards something? What are those thoughts? What are your wants? What are the things that you once dreamed of? Are you working towards that? Earn the right to go out. I can't tell you guys. Then I went out there, I had a good time. But I had that book under my belt. I had that information under my belt. I had that knowledge under my belt. I had another accomplishment under my belt. I had to earn the right to go out there. I just didn't waste my time, man. I've been there, done that. I haven't read this book, though. And this is what it's going to take, not only myself, but my family, the Can You Relate community, everyone. This is what's going to take us to the next level. Come on, man. Your time is your opportunity. Stop sitting around depressed. Stop sitting around depressed because someone is not in your life, or the job told you, okay, we're done with you, or you feel as though you're alone, you're isolated. Get better. That's great opportunity. That's incredible opportunity, man. Like I said, I love sitting at the park. I sit at the park by myself and read. I can easily go get up with this person, go get up with that person, go do this, go do that. When people have time on their hands, man, they don't even know what to do. They go crazy. They start pulling it out. They get mad at people because someone's not around. You want to be entertained. Entertain yourself. Pick up some. Write some notes down. Write your ideas down. Write your plan down. You got a strategic plan. Look up an interview. Do something productive that's going to make you a better person. Your time is opportunity. Incentivize everything. Stop thinking conventional in a conventional sense. I lost my job. My life is over. This person left me. My life is over. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. What did you gain? Did you gain back some time? Somehow, some way, you got 80 hours to invest in yourself, 40 hours to invest in yourself. Even if you part-time, you working 20 hours a week. If you ain't done no more, you got it back. 20 hours. And because then you can stop giving yourself, your family, your loved ones leftovers. Man, we are being pulled in so many different directions. Are we not? Let's just keep it all the way real. Okay. Think about your day. All right. I want you to think about your day from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed. Right. Now, really, self-evaluate yourself, okay? Self-assess. Are you giving yourself the leftovers, or are you getting the encore? Are you getting the meat and the potatoes? Or are you just giving yourself the scraps, you know, with the styrofoam container? Is that what you're eating? Is that what you're giving yourself? Because guess what? A lot of times, guys, when we eat the little leftovers, we're still hungry, right? Come on, let's just be real. Like, oh yeah, I got a piece of sandwich in there. A piece? Well, who ate the other 3/4 of it? You feel where I'm going with this, man? Invest in yourself. Practice inverted thinking. Okay, you just lost your job. What are the good things about that? What are the great things about that? Right? Okay, you don't have as many friends as you used to have. What are the great things about that? What are the good things about that? I'm telling you, stop looking at things in such a negative way and find the positives in situations. Find the positives. Yeah, look, we know the bills are going to be tight. We know that. But what are some good things? It's not all bad, people. It's not all bad. Trust me, it's not. Your time is your opportunity. Your time is opportunity for you. Y-O-U. For you to become better, for you to become more efficient, not someone else. This is an opportunity for you to stop giving yourself and your loved ones leftovers. Give them the meat and potatoes. Give them the entrees. Give them the main course. Give it all to them. You know, make yourself more efficient. Get started, guys. It's because I didn't look at myself as having too much time on my hands, or I don't have friends, or whatever the case. I didn't look at that. I didn't throw myself a pity party and invite everyone to it. I looked at it and said, wow, I have the opportunity to sit up and start researching how to create a podcast. I have the opportunity to put an email address together. When you say, dude, it takes all of 5 minutes. Look, that was a time when I didn't have 5 minutes. That was a time. I didn't have 5 minutes. You know it. Think about the most simplistic thing that you've constantly put off because you're just too exhausted. You're giving yourself the leftovers. Leftovers, you eat leftovers, you're going to walk around malnourished. I don't think that's too healthy, man. And it's the same thing in life, guys. That's not healthy for us. That's not healthy for us when we don't invest in ourselves. It's not healthy for us when we don't invest in getting better and growing and learning. That's not healthy for us. We'll stay stagnant. We'll remain the same person until we leave the face of this earth, until they lower that box. We'll remain the same person. Find the positives in everything. So when I told my baby sis, I say, look, time is opportunity. Just because you out of school doesn't mean anything. Now you have more of an opportunity to grow. You have more of an opportunity to expand, you know, broaden your horizons, expand your knowledge, expand your areas of expertise. You have more of an opportunity to build really great relationships. Because you have more time on your hand, it's not a bad thing. It's a great thing. But we have to use it wisely, because it is our most valuable asset and you can't get it back. So I've been on here a couple minutes and I'm fine with giving my time to Can You Relate, the Can You Relate community, because I get so much for you all. I don't give you all leftovers. Absolutely not. I've never gotten on this microphone after giving someone else my energy and just getting on here like, hey, what's going on? Can You Relate community? Can You Relate podcast.com. Hey, man, just want to check in with you guys. Hope everything is. Yeah. You probably got to turn the volume down because I'm screaming. Look, guys, if I was only giving myself leftovers, if I was only taking leftovers, I wouldn't be on here animated and screaming and jumping and pumped up and feeling good. Like, you wouldn't even get that, man. You wouldn't even get that. So some of us, we walking around like zombies. It's because, you know, we're hopeless and we don't know what to do with ourselves. And we say, I'm in the house. I'm going crazy. I'm in the house going crazy. I don't know what to do with myself. I got too much time on my hands. It's driving me crazy. What? Practice inverted thinking. Switch that. You have a ton of opportunities on your hand. A ton of them. And I'm telling you, when you incentivize everything, I can't tell you what I felt practicing that type of discipline, knowing that there's parties out there. It's a great time. The weather is beautiful. There's drinks out there. Knowing that I say, nope. I have to invest in myself. And then I would give that party, I would give that event, I would give hanging out leftovers. But as for me, I have to invest in myself. Oh, what an amazing feeling. I felt like an adult. I felt really mature. I felt really mature sitting, man, under that little umbrella. I got my feet kicked up and I'm reading. I got my highlighter, man, and I'm reading and I'm taking notes and I'm reading some more and taking notes and reading and taking some notes. And if they were not out there when I got back, that's okay. Because the best gratification that I just received was accomplishing a goal, was making another check mark, was marking in my phone my list of books that I've read, was doing that, and it put a smile on my face. It put a smile on my face when I went out there. The parents was like, "Where were you? Deja said you were upstairs reading." I sure was. I absolutely was, man. So I just want to tell you guys, hey, look, man, stay away from the conventional way of thinking. Okay. Creativity. What is a creative way to think? By looking at negative situations and finding the positives within them. If you lost your job and you got time on your hands, or you have a lot more time that you're accustomed to, that is opportunity. It's not a chance for you to go crazy. It's not a chance for you to take steps backwards. It's an opportunity for you to take steps forward. It's an opportunity for you to become a more effective person. It's an opportunity for you to begin to build your foundation, for you to get back on track of once chasing your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, achieving all those things that you once said you wanted to do as a kid. Is that too much to ask? Is that too hard? Incentivize everything. Celebration is a reward. We have to earn celebrations. What are you celebrating for if you have not done anything? What are you partying for if you have not done anything? At the end of your night, when you evaluate and you go back through your day, what did you do? What did you accomplish? Is it okay for you to go have a drink, to have a margarita? Is it okay? Not because you had a long day investing your energy, your effort, your time, your attitude in the effectiveness of others, right? You say, I had a good day today. I went to work. I did this. I did that. I did this. Nothing for yourself. Remember, incentivize every single thing in your life and watch your production level go up. You'll be walking around here like Ford. You'll be walking around here like Ford, man. But the production is not just for cars, guys. That production level is going to be for you. And watch your life and the lives of people that you are surrounded by, watch them go to the next level. Why? No one wants to lag behind. No one wants to be, you know, you don't want to be in a group full of A students and you walking around with C's. You can't even have a conversation with them. You feel left out. You ever been in that conversation where they talk about stuff you don't know? Like, hello, I don't know what y'all talking about. Are you just sitting there looking dumb? I'm telling you, man, get the ball rolling. Incentivize everything in your life. Earn the right to get on social media. Earn the right to go out and have a drink. Earn the right to kick it with your friends. Invest in yourself first. It's called paying yourself first. Read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, please. Can You Relate, community? I absolutely, positively, without a shadow of a doubt, love you guys. Can You Relate Podcast.com. Thank you guys for listening. Be safe out there. One love.